Dinador. First of all, let me thank all the panelists for their very complete presentations. In fact, presentations made both yesterday and today were of utmost importance to our delegation, for the learning curve of our delegation. Dear colleagues, Brazil has always been open and ready to cooperate, especially within the context of demining and explosives of the most varied types. Our presence in missions of humanitarian demining enabled us to accumulate almost 30 years of rewarding experience. I will name a few of them. Between 1993 and 2010, 138 Brazilian military personnel joined the Mine Clearance Assistance Mission in Central America under the auspices of the OAS. Between 1995 and 1997, 200 Brazilian military personnel were part of the third United Nations Verification Mission in Angola. Between 2002 and 2013, 49 Brazilian officials integrated the Mine Clearance Assistance Mission in South America on the border between Peru and Ecuador, once more under the auspices of the Organization of American States. As we speak, we have more than 10 Brazilian military officials collaborating with our Colombian neighbors in humanitarian demining, providing technical training, conducting courses, quality management, and technical advice. In total, since 2006, we account for more than 101 military personnel specialized in that mission. Such accumulated knowledge is valuable to us. We do apply it in the production of more knowledge, techniques, tactics, and procedures that we are glad to transmit to new specialists in the area of demining and explosives by means of the structured courses. We are happy to announce that some of these courses are open to the international community and friendly nations. Let me give you one example. The upcoming course on demining and neutralization of explosive devices that will be conducted by the Engineering Instruction Center of the Brazilian Army in Araguari, about 390 kilometers from our capital, Brasilia. This specific course will be offered in 2025 in Portuguese and in English as part of the Triangular Partnership Program between Brazil, the UN, and friendly nations. It will last about 11 weeks with attendance from the Brazilian Armed Forces, police forces, and of course, interested members of the international community. And we intend to offer these courses every other year, once in every 2 years. Dear colleagues, with the kind collaboration of the ISU, we will show you a very short video about a recent visit of 20 military attachés accredited in Brazil to that specific engineering center, engineering training center. And this visit took place about 3 weeks ago. The audio is in Portuguese, but we have just distributed an informal translation into English and Spanish. And the video mainly shows several activities that were carried out in the presence of that very special group, such as a demonstration of the explosive artifact elimination equipment, which is used as a system, which used a system of remotely piloted vehicles to locate buried caches and explosive traps, a display of the permanent demolition track, a demonstration of the cleaning of roads following the detonation of an IED, and the use of the maintenance track for landscaping. And for more information on the upcoming courses, we ask you to please feel free to contact to get in contact with the special representation of Brazil to the Conference on Disarmament, in which the office of the Military Counselor, represented here by Colonel Paulo Borges will be happy to assist either your mission or capital representatives. So now let us please watch the highlights of the visit that I mentioned. And I thank you, Mr. Coordinator.